love it. One of my favorite things that we get to do here during the rider season is to bring you green and white prognostications. This is a fun, simple contest. It's an opportunity brought to you, by the way, every week by Canada West Harvest Center. So we thank our friends there. Green and white prognostications is this easy. We want you to phone us and tell us who's going to win the game. Riders playing the Blue Bombers tomorrow, Banjo Bowl. So it's this yearly back-to-back series we have that starts with the Labor Day Classic, which we won last week. Now we play in Winnipeg tomorrow. So who's going to win the game? What will the scores be? And then we tally up the score to see who's the closest. You have to pick the right team to win and the closest combined score. You get your name entered for the end of the season grand prize cash jackpot. I think it's at $1,800. So it's a bit of cash. It'll be a nice thing to stuff in your jeans. And we've had a lot of people registered for it already. Every week we crown a new winner. Will it be you this week is the question. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. Of course, you can only play on the phone, so not a text game. Have to call in to play along. And the phone lines are jammed, so as we answer calls, phone lines will free up, and I encourage you to keep playing along. We're doing it right until 12:30. And we start with Glenn in Saskatoon. Glenn, who is going to win the Rider game tomorrow?
I'm going for a Rider win this week. Okay. It's going to be a 37-27. Total score is 64.
Boy, a high-scoring game. I think there's going to be a lot of people picking high scores today after what we saw last week.
Yes. Okay, have a good weekend, guys.
Thanks, Glenn. You bet. 1-877-332-8255. Mark in Swift Current. Can the Riders do it tomorrow?
I think so. It's going to be a lot closer game. I think the defenses and the offenses are going to be tightened up a bit more.
So what do you got for a score, Mark?
25-20, total of 45 for the Riders.
For the Riders. Okay, I like it. Thanks for the call. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Jim in Saskatoon. Who's going to win this game tomorrow, Jim?
Winnipeg.
What do you got for a score?
28-24. Dalton Schoen is back. Look out.
Oh, okay. So you think it's a bomber win tomorrow, Jim. You're the first one picking Winnipeg. So 2-1 so far on the line. Let's go to Jeremy in Santa Luta. Jeremy, how are you today?
I'm good.
Riders going to win this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to go Riders. Rider win 27-17 for 44.
27-17. Hey, that's not far off the score. Weren't we 31-17 in the fourth quarter before things, the wheels fell off there? So,
yeah, pretty
okay.
much. Yeah.
I got you down, Jeremy. Thanks so much. Yeah, thanks for calling in. Let's keep going here on the phone line. Peter in Saskatoon is my next caller. Who's going to win the game, Peter?
I got the Riders winning it. Score of 37-35 for a total of 72. Oh. And the front four are going to decimate Caleros. You can't throw a pass when you're on your back.
So, yeah, you need the front. You need the front four to do their thing. That's out of Belton Johnson's playbook.
Yeah, for sure.
I like it. Thanks, Peter. Appreciate the call. Okay, let's keep going. Greg in Moose Jaw. Thanks for the call. Greg, who's going to win the game?
I think it's going to be the Bombers there. Total score of 41-24 for the Bombers, 17 for the Riders.
Just too tough in their barn for us? Is that what you think, Greg? Home field advantage? Or what? What changes?
Yep. No, that's exactly what I'm thinking there. It's just home field advantage, and you know, Riders can't win them all there, and I think the Bombers are really going to bring it. They're not really happy they lost the last one.
Well, the Riders have had a tough go in Winnipeg for sure, so I've got you down. Thanks for the call. Okay, let's go to Yorkton, Saskatchewan. I got Don on the line. Who are you picking to win the game, Don?
I'm picking the Riders to win. Okay. 35-30 for a total of 65.
So really close to last week's score.
Yes.
Okay, 35-30. I got you down. Total 65. Thank you for the call. Ralph in Prince Albert, thanks for phoning in. Ralph, who's going to win the game?
I got the Riders, Evan, at 29 and the Bombers at 25.
Okay, you're not far off. I think I said 27-22, so you and I are, I think, great minds thinking alike, are fairly close there. I like it. We got you down for a Rider win. Thanks for calling in, Ralph. 1-877-332-8255. Green and white prognostications. A couple people picking the Bombers so far, but predominantly Rider predictions for a win. Let's go to Melissa in Warman. What do you think?
Hi, I think Winnipeg for 32 and the Riders 24.
Gosh, you think those Bombers are going to do it?
Well, it would be nice to see the Riders win, but I think it's going to be Winnipeg.
Okay, so you're just trying to be a realist.
I am.
You're using your head, not your heart, is what you're telling
That's
me, Melissa.
Right. Okay. That's right. I can win either way now.
I got you down. Thanks so much for the call. It's funny. We have so many people that'll say that. God, I want the Riders to win, but for the purpose of this game, I'm going to pick. Yeah, thanks for that. Okay, let's go to Les in Corning. How are you, Les?
Doing good today.
I heard you on the Green Zone post-game show. In fact, I think you were one of the first callers. I heard your, woo, doggy. That was an exciting win.
You bet.
All right. What do you got for us today for a prognostication?
Well, I'm pretty close to your score, too.
Are you?
25 Rider win, total 53 of it.
Okay, 28-25, total 53. Okay, good stuff, Les. Thanks for calling in. Let's cheer for those Riders. 1-877-332-8255. Back to Warman. This time, Chris is on the line. Chris, what have you got for me?
I got a total of 54. I got Riders 30 and Bombers 24.
Total of 54. Okay, I got you down. Thanks for the call, Chris. 1-877-332-8255. We'll go to Doug in Saskatoon. Doug, do you think we're going to see a change in our kicker this game?
I'd like to see it.
Yeah, I would too. I think it's time.
I think it's time to at least try it anyway.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, what have you got for a score for me?
68. I've got 38 for the Riders and 30 for Winnipeg.
Total of 68. Okay, Doug, thanks so much for the call. 1-877-332-8255. Courtney in Saskatoon. Thanks for calling in. Courtney, are the Riders going to do this?
Yes, it's going to be a close one. 27-24 win for 51.
27-24, that is a close game. But last week's was too. It was an exciting game, and I liked your picking the Riders. Courtney, I got you down. Thanks so much. Yeah, 1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's go to Regina. Jace calling in. How are you, Jace?
Good. How are you again?
Good. Evan? Second time I've talked to you today. I appreciate you listening. Thanks for sticking with me through the morning. Okay, what have you got here? Who's winning this game?
Well, I want the Riders to win, but I'm going to pick the Bombers.
You're going to be that guy. You're going to be that guy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to do 32-19 for 51.
32-19-51. Okay, I got you down, Jace. Thanks for calling
in. Bud.
Have a good weekend. 1-877-332-8255. We'll take a couple more before we jump into our first break here. Let's go to Don in Saskatoon. Hi, Don.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm praying for a Rider win. I'm feeling confident. I think the Riders can do it. What say you? Can the Riders win?
I say the Riders are going to win, but it's going to be a squeaker.
Okay, well, we've had those before. What score have you got for me?
21 Riders, 17 Winnipeg.
21-17. Okay, so, yeah. Okay, good stuff. So your total is?
38.
Good stuff. Okay, Don, I got you down.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1-877-332-8255. Last caller before the break, but keep in mind we're going right until 12:30, so still lots of time to get in. Dave and Kincaid, who's going to win
the
game?
Hello. Hi, Evan.
How are you today?
I'm good. You know, I hope the Riders win, but I'm going with a total score of 54. 29 for the Bombers and 25 for the Riders.
Hey, you know, you're about the fourth person. We've had five people pick the Bombers. Four have expressed an appreciation and hope for the Riders to win, but picked the Bombers to win.
Yeah, emotions were just too high in that game for the Riders, and to meet that again up in Winnipeg is going to be tough. So.
Fair enough.
Well, yeah,
thanks for calling in. Have a good weekend, Dave.
Thanks, Evan. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, phone lines continue to be open, and people are calling in 1-877-332-8255. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, finish up our segment, Green and White Prognostications, thanks to our friends at Canada West Harvest Center. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. As usual, phone lines ringing off the hook. Everybody wanting to get in on Green and White prognostication. So let's just jump right back into it. We'll start with Warren in Regina. Warren, who's going to win this game tomorrow?
As I said last week, it painfully hit for me to say this, but Saskatchewan's going to win. And at, this time around, it's going to be a little lower. 29-19. For 48.
29-19. Yeah. And you, I remember you calling in and saying that last week. And even though it hurt you to say it, you were right. The Riders won.
And there's a good article in the Free Press today on Regina-born Ethan Ball.
Okay.
And
check that out for sure. Well, thank you. Yes, I appreciate it, Warren. Thanks for the call.
All right, bye-bye.
1-877-332-8255. Mason in Balgoni. Who's going to win the game, Mason?
Riders are going to win the game.
You feel confident about that. You had that right there on the tip of your tongue. What's the score going to be?
It's going to be 31-24.
31-24, so total of 55. Okay. New kicker in this game, do you think?
No, it's going to stick with Lothar.
You think so?
I do.
Okay, well, let's see if you're right. Thanks so much for calling in. Let's go to Steve in Prince Albert. Who's going to win the game? Steve, what's the score?
37-17 for the Riders. Relentless defense.
Relentless defense. I like that. I mean, that's a pretty decisive win, 37-17. I like it.
I think Solaris is going to be on his back.
Okay. I like it, Steve. Appreciate the call. Okay, let's go to Barb in Moose Jaw. Barb, I was waiting to see either you or Mick's name pop up, and you got through.
Yeah, well, we're here. I'm here.
What do you got for me, Barb?
I've got 32 Riders, 27 Blue Bombers, and the Bombers are going to be blue, blue, blue.
Okay, well, I like it. I got you down. Thanks so much for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Blair in Saskatoon. Blair, a little birdie's given me the indication you're going to go with the Bombers this weekend.
In the same score as I did last week, total of 59, Winnipeg 31, Saskatchewan 28.
What's different this week, do you think? What have the Bombers adjusted for this game?
Well, it's three points to the home team all the time. So there's 3 points there. I think they're a little more even than maybe what it looked like. It's kind of a weird game.
Yeah.
And I think that Winnipeg's just going to adjust. They're going to be playing a better defensive game and not getting as many, allowing as many sacks.
Your idea of a three-point a nod to the home team makes good sense to me as well. I know the Riders have a tough time when it comes to playing in Winnipeg. So, okay, let's keep going here. I want to get a few more on before we run out of time. Harold in Regina, what's the score you've got?
27-10, Riders.
Wow. Only 10 points for the Bombers.
Yeah. He's going to be on his back all game.
Okay. Well, you're the second to use that. I'll go with you on that. We'll see if that comes true. Jim in Regina, thanks for calling in. Score in the game tomorrow, Jim.
25-20, Winnipeg.
Ooh, 25-20. So we got seven people so far picking the Bombers. I got you down, Jim. Thanks for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Gail in Saskatoon. How are you today, Gail?
Oh, I'm good, thanks.
That's Kevin. Good.
You know, my score is actually, someone else had the same score, but I just ticked difference on my individual team numbers here, but wow. I think the Bombers are going to do it, unfortunately. And 30 Bombers, 24 Riders for
total of 54. Okay, I got you down, Gail. Thanks. I got you down. 1-877-332-8255. You'd think I'd know that number. I say it enough by now. I got time for a couple more. Let's go to Leticia in Regina, a former champ of this game, I might add. Leticia, how are you today?
Hey, Evan, I'm great. How are you?
Good. Can the Riders do it?
They will do it.
They will do
it. The only thing is somebody else said the same thing as I'm going to, 32-27, but I will go 33-27. Total is 60, just to be fair.
Okay, good. That's good, because we do have to make sure that we've got unique scores if we've got the same team winning. You can pick the same score as someone else if it's the opposite team winning. But so you're going to say 33-27, total of 60. We got that.
For the Riders.
For the absolutely. Riders. Yeah, I got you down, Leticia. Thanks so much. Okay, last caller going to Lynette in Saskatoon. What do you say, Lynette? Who's going to win this game?
I say the Riders are going to win.
Yeah. What's the score you
now,
got?
Someone took my score, so I'm just going to go Riders 37, Winnipeg 27.
Total of 64.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good score, Lynette. That might be a good omen for you if someone took your other score.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's hope. Thanks for calling in. Have a great weekend. So, 18 people with the Riders to win, 8 people with the Bombers to win. And it'll be a good one. Banjo Bowl tomorrow. And, of course, the Green Zone's pregame and postgame show before and after you can catch with Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson. Well, it's been a great week. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks to Adam Gruhl, to Frank Ehler, to Libby Gray, Nicole Garn, our news team, everyone that chips in to help make this show happen each and every week. Have a great weekend. I hope harvest is continued to be productive for those that are out in the field. And go Riders. You're listening to 980 CJME 650 CKOM.